This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. Luis Alfaro's latest world premiere, Painting in Red, produced by Playwrights Arena, is a loose adaptation of Calderón's The Painter of His Own Dishonor. Even hearing the two titles, you get a sense of the distance between the plays. It was originally developed as part of the Golden Tongue series hosted at UCLA to encourage local writers to adapt Spanish Golden Age plays. Mr. Alfaro was an obvious choice. Over the last decade, he's written a handful of inspired adaptations, mostly of Greek plays. The standouts have been his Electricidad at the Taper and Oedipus El Rey at the Getty in Boston Court. Mr. Alfaro, at his core, is an Angelino and a poet. In his most inspired adaptations, the ancient stories dance between a timeless permanence and an entirely new life. Calderón's original, The Painter of His Own Dishonor, is roughly the story of an honor killing. Its plotline is suitably Baroque, following an older painter and his young, disenchanted wife. She's still in love with her previous fiancé, who's been lost, everyone assumes, in a shipwreck. Many of the details from the original appear in Mr. Alfaro's adaptation, but they're completely transformed. The shipwreck? Well, remember a few years ago how Olivia Newton-John's beau mysteriously disappeared from a fishing trip? So does Mr. Alfaro, and it leads him to have the Aussie singer loom in the background, almost like a patron saint. The rest of the play finds life circling the downtown L.A. art world and its exiles. This adaptation is challenged by a less than thrilling tension with the original plot. For all its tweaks, the play is still driving towards a murder. The trouble is, Mr. Alfaro's heart doesn't seem to be in it, and who can blame him for not wanting to embrace an honor killing? The result is new writing and John Rivera's direction that's light and comic, with a sort of brooding shadow lurking in the background. The two tones are discordant and never really resolve. The reason to catch the 80-minute one act in its final week is to experience an L.A. audience being treated to L.A. One of Mr. Alfaro's gifts is an ear for the community and the pop cultural icons of the moment. A Painting in Red is full of L.A. references, from Langer's to the latest Little Tokyo noodle shop, from the death of Joan Rivers to the etymology of Villaraigosa's name. Critic Don Shirley has long lamented how the plays produced in L.A., especially at our larger theaters, often speak more to the Lower East Side than Echo Park. But in Mr. Alfaro's audience, there's a joy of recognition, an immediacy. He's speaking directly to us about our city. More L.A. theaters and playwrights could learn from this gift. A Painting in Red plays through this Sunday at the Greenway Court Theater on Fairfax. Now, at the risk of being a local hypocrite, there are some touring shows you shouldn't miss over the next couple of weeks. Elevator Repair Services' Arguendo at Red Cat, Robert Wilson, Mikhail Baryshnikov, and Willem Dafoe at UCLA, and if Lear's your thing, Shakespeare at the Broad. This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW.